Welcome back. Who's talking? Final segment tonight. Tonight we got a lot to get in, and we're going to start with the LeClaire Ryan play of the game. Frank?
If you didn't see it, just type in this name. Jared Parker. Do that in your Google search. Former UVA center fielder Jared Parker hit 3 home runs on Saturday. The last one was a grand slam that gave his team a 14-10 victory. That's the San Francisco Giants over the Oakland Athletics. To say that that's unbelievable is not doing it justice. Only one other Giant ever had more RBIs in one game, and that was Willie Mays.
Say hey, Willie Mays.
So we're gonna designate a former Richmond Flying Squirrel and former UVA Cavalier center fielder Jared Parker as their LeClaire Ryan player of the game.
I would not contest that decision, but it's probably not a good omen when you're picking a baseball play during the football season as a play of the game. But
we can't talk about basketball yet.
All right, you wanted to mention a couple of things, including the Ridley Scholarship as well as the UVA kickoff event.
Yeah, boom, real quick. Big reception and a forum honoring the 1980-81 UVA men's Final Four basketball team will be held at the Virginia Historical Society on Saturday, October 10th, to raise funds for the Ridley Scholarship. Expecting Ralph Sampson, Ricky Stokes, Terry Gates, Jeff Lamp, Mac McDonald, and a few others who are making arrangements now. Just go to the UVA Alumni Association, and you can click on the buttons there and sign up. I think it's going to be a great night. Also, on October 15th, which is only 5 days later, which is a Thursday, down at District 5 at 1911 West Main Street, the UVA Club of Richmond will host their fall kickoff party. And none other than Ahmad Hawkins, a.k.a. Ball Hawk, and diehard Frank Maloney, whoever he is, will be there to give everyone some fun tidbits to chew on relative to the sports programs at UVA.
So you're the draw for this event?
I'm one of the draws.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, we've come a long way, Hubba.
How about the Olympic report? Is that brought to us by anybody in particular? If you want to sponsor the Olympic report, give us a call. But the Virginia women's soccer program, they defeated Duke 1-0 over the weekend, having lost their first game of the season to Notre Dame earlier in the week. And the women's soccer team plays NC State on Friday. The men's soccer team, they fell to Notre Dame 3-1, so we had a tough week against Notre Dame, but they play GW tomorrow night at Klockner Stadium, so the number 4-ranked men's soccer team. And Frank always wants a reference to tennis, and this is significant. Virginia senior Ryan Shane won his first career ITF Futures singles title on Sunday at the Costa Mesta Pro Classic in Costa Mesta, California. So Ryan Shane gearing up for a terrific senior season. And the only other thing I wanted to mention on the Olympic side, I usually don't talk about volleyball, but the Virginia women's volleyball team beat Duke in Cameron Indoor Stadium. And any time we beat Duke at anything in Cameron Indoor Stadium, I think that's newsworthy.
We'll take it. All right, let's look at ACC game times coming up this weekend. We got 1 minute, Hubbo. Thursday night, Miami is at Cincinnati, 7:30 game.
Canes get that one.
Saturday, October 3rd, Pitt at Virginia Tech. That's a tough game for Pitt.
The Hokies bounce back off after a disappointing loss to East Carolina.
Louisville at NC State.
Don't know how good NC State is, so that one could be interesting.
Florida State at Wake. That's a rollover.
That's the Noles.
UNC at Georgia Tech. Close game.
Close game. Georgia Tech, I'd give them the nod playing at home.
All right, we got 30 seconds. BC at Duke. BC at Duke.
And Notre Dame Clemson is going to be a heck of a game. The
8 o'clock
game on ABC Saturday night.
Virginia game time at Pitt in 2 weeks. Virginia will play Pitt at 12:30 p.m. that Saturday, October 10th. So the Wahoos have 2 weeks, and they've got to get a lot done. All right, we got 10 seconds.
I got to correct a few things. Get it done, Coach London and staff and team. Go Hoos. We need that W at Pittsburgh.
Go Wahoos.